This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He was back on the show on November 28th, 2017. At that time, I said, I believe the stock is undervalued and what they were working on. You could have bought the stock back then at 7 cents. Today, it's trading between 18 and 20 cents a share. We're talking no other than Marksman Energy, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol MKSEF. And with us today to talk about his company and all the things they've been doing behind the scenes is the CEO, Archie Nesbitt. Archie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Thanks for having me.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of what you guys are doing out there in Ohio and how you guys make your money.
Well, we started looking at Ohio about 6.5 years ago, and the first thing we did was assemble a talented, experienced technical team in Ohio to help us look for light oil, and we thought Ohio was a prime location because it was really an opportunity for us to bring in capital that we could raise and new technology that we had available to us that hadn't been employed in Ohio looking for oil and gas. And so we put our team together and put some projects together and did some drilling, and we have a cash flow positive company now. It's a junior oil, and yes, in November it was trading at 7.5 cents. And now it's in the 20-cent level. And, you know, we've taken on a major new project. We're pioneering a horizontal drilling program in a well-known oil reservoir that's been known for hundreds of years. And we're just applying new technology to drill and exploit that reservoir that we know is there. And that's what's happened since November, and that's why the stock is climbing and is now at 20 cents.
Well, you know, you came out with a press release in February 26. You announced that you had finished the first drilling part of the horizontal well. I think you guys went as deep as a little over 6,000 feet. And that's the Clinton Sandstone horizontal well. Can you bring us up to speed of where we're at, what you discovered there, and how many barrels are coming out per day?
Well, we just finished drilling on Friday, so, you know, we don't have production because we haven't completed the well yet, and that's what we're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks. But I can tell you we are exceptionally excited about what we have. We have the longest ever horizontal well that's ever been drilled in the Clinton Formation. During the drilling, we had oil flows to surface, and our technical people did not think that we would get that kind of oil flows, that we would only get that after we stimulated the formation. We had a lot of very high gas kicks as we drilled, so there's natural gas, there's a gas cap on top of the sandstone, which is very meaningful. It's a virgin reservoir with a gas cap. That gas cap will assist us because it will force the oil lower into the well bore and allow us to produce it naturally after we frack it. And so, you know, we're really excited. We finished the well. We preserved the well. We've cased the well, so the well is finished, and it will last forever because of the casing. And now we just have to do a completion program and a stimulation program and put it onto production, and that's going to happen in the next couple of weeks.
Hey, if you would, Archie, explain to me and my listeners why the horizontal drilling part is so important.
Well, we've done a study on thousands of old vertical wells in this formation that we're drilling horizontally in, and those old wells were all vertical, and some of them drilled in the 1800s, some of them in the early 1900s, and we believe on our based on our studies that a horizontal well will produce 15 times the amount of oil that a vertical well would produce. And so if we look at costs of vertical wells, you know, we're talking $450,000 to drill and complete them, and sometimes it could be $500,000. But we can drill a horizontal well for $1.5 million and get 15 times the oil recovery. So our studies project that we will spend about $1.5 million per well, and the average well that we get will produce about $25 million of oil and gas at a $50 a barrel equivalent. And oil now is in the low 60s. So the horizontal well just gives you access to so much of the reservoir. And the completion techniques today, the stimulation techniques are so well engineered that you recover substantially more of the oil in that reservoir. Our studies suggest that some of these old vertical wells only got 3 to 5% of the oil that they had access to, because they were completed with nitroglycerin shots or some archaic method of stimulation. And it's new technology, and I think anybody that's knows anything about modern oil and gas drilling in the United States knows that horizontal drilling is what's happening, and that's why we're moving towards self-sufficiency.
My guest today is Archie Nesbitt. He's the CEO of Marksman Energy, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol MKSEF. Last time they were on the show was November 28th. The stock was trading around 7.5 cents, and now it's trading between 18 and 20 cents a share. Hey, let me ask you this, Archie, why I got you on here. I saw something that you had a partner with Hocking Hill Energy. What is that all about?
Well, we have a 60% interest in this project. It's 4 square miles. I'm sorry, it's 4 square townships. It's 1,200 square miles. And so it's a very large area of mutual interest. There's 4 partners in the well, and the company that put it together, the local company that had the oil and gas rights that we've known and done business with for years is Hocking Hills Energy, and they're local people. They operate the wells. They do the trucking and contract work, and they're our joint venture partner.
You know, you've been on my show many a times, and in the past we talked about other drilling rigs that you were putting up and different holes and everything like that. Where are we at, and what's the significance of the horizontal Clinton sandstone well compared to the other ones that you guys have ventured out to?
Well, there's at least 50,000 vertical wells drilled into the Clinton Formation in Ohio in the last 200 years. So we know where the resource is. We know it's there. We have done a lot of work studying old wells, and we know areas where certain wells were more prolific than others. And so we've accumulated a very large land position in some of those areas. And, you know, we can drill a well knowing that the oil is there and knowing that a very minimal amount of it was recovered. With today's technology and our technical team, we plan to drill tens, if not hundreds, of these wells. And when we're drilling them for $1.5 million and the average well is expected to generate $25 million of revenue at $50 like a barrel of equivalent of for at today's price of $62, we think it's just a absolute wonderful opportunity as pioneers to take advantage of this situation, take advantage of our knowledge and our proprietary interest, and create a very significant oil company by drilling many of these wells in the next several years.
Two parts question here. One, are you going to stay in Ohio? And two, if I was listening to this interview, why should I go out and buy your stock at 18 cents a share?
Well, we've announced that we've drilled this well. We've announced that we've had oil to surface several different times. We've announced that we've had a lot of hydrocarbons, which is oil and gas, during the drilling of this well. We've announced that it's the longest horizontal well drilled in the Clinton Formation in Ohio ever. the opportunity is enormous because we're talking a very significant area. There was about 300 million barrels produced by the wildcatters out of this formation, and we think they got 3 to 5%.
Wow.
So I expect when we complete our well and put it on production in the next 3 weeks or so, it'll be a very significant well. And I think the share price is going to go up significantly. And based on the team we have, based on the land we have, based on the results we have then from this well, and the fact that we are going to start drilling as soon as we can again, and we want to drill initially 8 to 10 wells in the next year, you know, our company, as a junior trading at 20 cents, offers a wonderful opportunity for investors not only to invest in the greatest country in the world, the safest country there is to invest in resources, and the safest politically, but also this is such a new opportunity. It's a new horizontal opportunity which others will come and participate in as it evolves, and it's going to be very significant for Ohio and even the United States, and certainly very significant for Marksman and its shareholders.
Well, Archie, you said a lot today. You said it all. I'm a believer in the management team you put together. I'm a believer in your company. In closing, is there anything you want to touch upon that maybe we didn't talk about?
No, I think the company's a shining star in the junior oil market, and there really aren't that many shining stars out there in junior oils. And with the teams we've got and the opportunity we've got, I think it's something that investors should have a look at if they're interested in energy stocks. And yes, we'd love to come back once we get our well on production. I think that'll complete our story, and it'll be a very exciting finale to the undertaking we started more than a year ago when we started studying this opportunity and have our team commit the company to participate.
There you go. Marksman Energy has been my company today. We're highlighting it on Stock Day. Take a look at it. It's trading on the OTCQB, ticker symbol MKSEF. Archie, thank you for coming on, and hopefully you'll come back in about 40 or 50 days.
Thanks, Everett. Our pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.